Local Prosperity 2026 is a four-day festival conference hybrid focused on local people, local solutions, and place-based approaches to enriching communities at a grassroots level. It aims to build stronger, more resilient local economies across Atlantic Canada, featuring keynote speakers, workshops, hands-on skill sessions, local music, food, art, family programming, and community gathering. The festival began in 2015 in Annapolis Royal, with the next years held in Miramichi. Now a decade later, the event will be relaunched this upcoming August 6th to 9th in Tatamagouche. There are three organizations putting together this conference: the Center for Local Prosperity, Rural Communities Foundation of Nova Scotia, and North Shore Community Connection Society. I got the pleasure of speaking with Andy Horsnell, Executive Director for the Center for Local Prosperity, about what this event is all about and what you might learn if attending.
So why bring Local Prosperity back now after I understand it's been 10 years since the last one?
Right. Yeah. Well, Jenna, it's a response to the uncertainty that people are feeling right now. And like with the affordability issues, climate change, what's happening south of the border, housing challenges. I think people are having this sense that there's so many big decisions being made that are not in their community, right? And so Local Prosperity, as it's being envisioned now, we are asking the question, what can communities do? So how can we give people more agency over their own futures? How do we keep more wealth rooted locally? And it's about practical hope, like some real examples of what communities within the area are doing differently.
And what made you guys choose Tatamagouche as this year's location?
Yeah, it's Tatamagouche is really a part of the story that we're trying to tell. It really embodies the energy that we're looking to celebrate. It has amazing independent businesses, farms, food producers. It's got an amazing farmers market, a thriving arts community, really engaged citizens, and so really it kind of embodies that for us. And with that in mind, we're really showcasing the town, or the village. So all the venues are along the main street, literally. So we're using the recreation center, the school, the library, the Creamery Square, which is the area where there's a theater that we're using, where the farmers market is. We've also partnered with three local organizations, the Tatamagouche Brewing, Waldegrave Farm, and the North Nova Forest Co-op, Forest Owners Co-op, which is in Wartmouth, but not right in Tatamagouche, but close enough. And they're going to provide tours of their properties. So when people come to Local Prosperity, they're going to have an immersive experience in a community that really embodies what we're trying to celebrate.
Wow, that sounds all really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what to you is kind of the goal of this event?
There's kind of three things. But I guess it kind of overarching, we want people to leave thinking that that they could do something like what they're seeing where they live. So we want them to have to leave with practical ideas that they can use. We want them to leave with relationships with others who are doing similar work, and we want them to have hope, but not passive hope, like actual practical hope, like things they can do when they go back home. And we're really going to connect them to people just like them from all over the region who are doing stuff that they can take home and do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a perfect segue into my next question. What do you hope the attendees get out of this?
Again, it's that practical hope. It's they're getting tools. They're going to learn from people that are just like them that are doing really cool things. But they're going to also have a lot of fun. Like we're having a lot of musical events Friday and Saturday night. We're having several different musical acts are performing. We've got kids programming. We've got upskilling sessions, which are kind of practical skills that people can do at home. There are a couple community meals that people can get together. There's going to be a karaoke night the first night. So it's as much as it kind of has that serious element of a conference, it's got that kind of joy and energy of a festival as well. So people will get, you know, they'll get the practical, you know, good stuff, but they're also going to get a lot of fun out of it, and they'll make new friends.
Isn't that just so cool? So that was all the questions I kind of had for you today. Was there anything else before we wrap up that you wanted to share with me and our listeners today?
Yeah, I think kind of the message that we want people to kind of get from this is that, you know, we may not be able to solve every problem that we see going on in the world from our own community, but the choices we make do matter, and that local prosperity is an invitation to remember that economy is something that we can shape in our local communities. It's not just something that happens to us. So, you know, and they're going to see that over and over again with, you know, we have like 30 workshops, 5 keynote speakers, multiple panel presentations. They're going to see that in all its diversity through this event. So, and it's really for everybody. It's really for, you know, a broad audience, and really anybody who cares about the future of their community. They don't have to be a technical expert. They can be just a person who's really concerned about or their community and wanting to take, get good ideas that they can come back and maybe celebrate the work that they're doing as well. So, it's really for a broad audience, all ages, all backgrounds. There's something there for you.
Great. I am sold.
If you want to find out more information about the event or find out how to register, you can check out their website linked in the written portion of this piece. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.